T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins. I'm Bart Winkler.
What was that thing you just did?
Cody, why are you doing this?
What was that thing you just did? What was that?
You put your hand up in the air
with a pen in your hand.
And then I like pointed because I'm pumped up to start another hour of this show.
I thought you were about to point at me like I was supposed to start the hour of the show. Like I thought I missed something. I thought I missed a cue. Like you were like, all right, Robbie.
Why do you say every stage direction of a radio show?
That's what we do on the big show.
You know what? What was the worst?
We're distracted by
Rami's
shiny
in
objects.
For Chuck. Rami's in for Chuck.
Yes.
Chuck Bag Tuesday.
Yes.
The worst is when I've done radio shows.
Yeah.
Not at this station, but before, I'd bring a lot of like community people in for interviews.
Sure.
And they're fancied by the theater of radio. So so many times I'd say, "How you doing today, guy who runs an art studio?"
Uh huh.
"I'd be doing better if you were wearing pants." Oh, because people can't see us.
Because they can't see, right.
So you're going to make it seem
theater
like...
theater of the mind.
And now I have to go off of this and make a joke?
Right.
I left them in the wash. It was a real awkward way of getting here. Anyway, tell me about local art. Come on.
Now I'm doing it almost just to annoy you.
Come on.
Because that's the type of person I am.
Rami's in on this very special day. I just want to say a happy birthday to my friend Mike Sadoff. Yes, now I'm doing community birthdays.
Wow.
Here on The Fan.
Hey.
Cody, Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything has turned into Ask Bart and Rami Anything. Questions have been coming in at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag AskCW. Please resume your brilliance.
Lots of good ones here. Andrew, if somebody offered you $10 million, but you could only eat salads for the rest of your life, would you do it?
Okay, my initial answer is yes.
Can I put steak in my salad?
No, just salads.
Not like chicken cob salad?
Just vegetables?
I think just the salad.
I don't think I could sustain on that.
No cheese either.
Who's making that rule?
I'm adding that.
No, these guns need protein, baby.
So
I don't know that
salad?
I can live like that.
What, like, what's the salad? Lettuce?
Just lettuce.
And then what?
That's it.
You can't put like some green peppers or cucumbers?
So is the question you can eat salads or bowls of lettuce? What's the question? What is it?
The question's salads.
Okay, yes, I would do it for $10 million.
If I could put some sort of meat into the salad, some sort of protein.
I think you'd be allowed, but you can't be like, get chicken wings from your favorite restaurant and dump them in the salad.
Or like prime rib.
Yeah.
But like, if I could put like a chicken breast in my salad or like some lunch meats into there for the rest of my life, sure. $10 million goes a long way.
So if you can't do that, you won't do the $10 million?
No, I got to have meat in my life.
You can't just dump ribs on a stick in there.
Right.
I'll take $10 million. Those ribs on a stick, man. You grill those up. You got some sports on the TV.
So I would say yes. Are you a yes? You're a no?
Yeah, as long as I can put meat of some sort into it.
Yeah, I think you'd be able to from time to time.
Right.
There might be limits. But
then, yeah, I'm good.
That's a good question. For our next question, we're going to go to producer Dave. He works with us in the building. He's been on the Winks Things podcast a few times.
Have you? I have.
But it's
a fine podcast.
Producer Dave, a big sports fan. Dave, you have a question for us?
Oh, I got a great question for you guys, and it's all about food.
Oh,
not sports food.
I love food.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Is it about $10 million?
Not $10 million at all. But is a cheesecake a pie or a cake?
Got cake in the title, so I've never really considered that it might not be a cake. But it is closer to a pie when you look at the composition of it. It's in a crust, often usually a graham cracker crust, as you would find a pie, and it's filled with a custard-like filling that's baked into cheesecake.
This man is brilliant.
This is like, is the hot dog a sandwich? And I don't know.
That was my next question for you guys,
The answer to that one?
The hot dog is not a sandwich.
No, it's not a sandwich.
Because it's a hot dog.
Right.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
And then you put it on a bun. It's a hot dog on a bun.
I might say a cheesecake is a pie. It contains all the elements of a pie.
What do you think, Bart?
Is that crazy? I know it's called cheesecake.
Doesn't a cake have to have layers, at least?
No, I don't think so.
A cake has the base and then the frosting.
Yeah.
So does a cheesecake have a base and then a top?
Oh, wait, don't you bake a cake? But you don't bake a cheesecake.
Yeah, you do.
There are no baked cheesecakes, but most cheesecakes are baked.
I mean, I guess the layer is the crust, and then the filling is the frosting.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I laughed at the word baked. I'm never mind.
I don't get it.
I was going to ask if any of us are baked. It's not worth our time.
This sounds like the conversation that one might have.
Yeah.
After baking.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a pie. I'm going to say it's a pie. Bart?
We agree on most everything, so I'll say pie.
All right.
Is there a correct answer?
I mean, yes. I think the correct answer is pie, so... You guys are the best ever.
Thank you. I never thought about that.
If you truly are the rock, pie is the right answer, yes. Rami. If you truly
yes,
are the rock.
It is.
Producer Dave, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good seeing you, man. Good question.
Cody, what else do we have off Twitter?
Van Burf wants to know which of the two will knowingly become a dad first.
Which of the two what?
You two.
Me and Bart?
Yes.
Oh. I don't have any plans in the foreseeable future of knowingly creating a baby.
Cody, why don't we let you answer that one? You know where we both stand.
I would say it had to be Rami.
You think so? I'm not even married.
No, I know you're not.
Bart's married, and how long have you been with her?
If I had to put money on one of you two,
for 4.5 years.
I would put my money on Rami.
What would like the line be?
The line.
Everything's gambling with you, isn't it?
Even the
miracle of childbirth.
Rami plus 125. I think it's very close.
Really?
So there's like a no kid? I'd say no kid minus 120.
Oh, I would definitely bet on the no kid for either of you. But if I had to
Rami
choose.
Rami plus 125.
Yeah, I'll take Rami plus 125. Maybe, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is it because I just come off as virile and insatiable? And
No, not that.
So you imagine that there's a lot of action?
Aren't you like 40 or something?
38.
Oh, really?
You're older than Bart?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know. I'm very immature.
I am surprised by that.
I'm very immature.
I thought you were
baby
like
face.
31 or 32.
No.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
Most people assume that of me.
I would still pick you, but...
All right. I've said that if I don't have children by 40 and I'm not going to force it, I will only have children when I'm fully ready and capable of raising children.
Will that ever happen?
Maybe not. And if I don't do it by 40, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be the old dad.
We got 2 years.
Yeah.
Another question.
Well, I have a good transition. This one's
and
for
then
you,
create a baby.
Rami from JS.
Okay.
Would you rather have one kid who is a diehard Cardinals fan?
No.
Or three kids, but they're Cubs fans?
Oh, man.
Repeat that again.
So would you rather have one kid, but he's a Cardinals fan?
I can't have that.
Or she. Or have three kids, but all those three kids are Cubs fans.
No, it would have to be the three Cubs fans.
Okay, so...
Having three kids terrifies me.
But having one as a Cardinals fan terrifies you more?
Having one as a Cubs fan, or as a Cardinals fan, would be absolutely unacceptable, and they would be disowned and put up for adoption.
Excellent question, though, from JS. Cody, another one.
This one's from Ziggy. It's one of those marry, kill, and you know.
Yes.
Sure.
So the three candidates are Bill Michaels.
Oh, man.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Oh, boy.
And the franchise, Tim Allen.
No offense, Bill, but those other two guys basically raised me in radio. They were my mentors. I was their protege for many a year. So Bill is dead. Bart, are you going to answer this question, or are you just going to make me be the only one who answers it?
Well, like, finish the answer first.
And then you know, Sparky... Oh, man.
Well, I would marry Tim.
You would?
And then, so I got to kill one and then...
Marry, and then,
kiss
yeah.
the other one?
Yeah, let's say kiss.
Kiss, that's fine.
I feel like Bill would be more, like, in control of the situation.
So you would marry Bill?
Yeah, well, I would kiss Bill.
Oh.
He could do all the... heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And I guess...
I can't. can't even finish my answer. Okay, I'll try, though. I would kill Bill. Hey-o.
Hey.
Probably marry Sparky.
Wow.
I don't know. That's the weirdest sentence I've ever said. Bart has his hands in his face right now.
No,
wringing his face. You okay?
Cody.
Did you finish answering the question?
Yeah, no,
okay,
I did.
All right.
I think we can do two more.
Who did you kill?
I ended up killing Steve.
Really?
By process of elimination.
Wow. All right.
Well, I'm going to marry Tim.
Okay.
That's without saying.
Okay.
All right. Cody.
BTL's Hot Takes wants to know, what is your favorite heartbreaking moment that has been endured by a fan base you dislike? So, like for Rami, the Cardinals losing a big game or something like that.
Yeah. Let me think about that. That's a tough one.
The first thing I thought of was Bartman, but I empathize with him.
But what it did to the Cubs, you certainly have to appreciate, right?
No,
the organization and the agony that fans had to go through after that.
I didn't like obsess over the Cubs then like I do now.
Okay.
I don't know that
I could put it.
Oh, mine's easy. Easy. Favre throwing the pick against the
Saints. Oh, you know what? I will.
That's easy.
The NFC Championship against the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, go to hell.
But I remember watching that game and seeing HaHa Clinton Dix slide to the ground.
No, it was Peppers.
Peppers told him to. It was Morgan Burnett.
So I don't
Peppers. And I remember saying, I was watching it with my buddies down in Kenosha, and I remember saying, like, do they really think
this is in the bag already?
They think this is over?
Peppers did. I dislike him for it.
So that didn't, it was obviously a little bit of a surprise. It was an incredible comeback, but it didn't surprise me as much as it did others. And I'm not going to lie, I did take some joy in your agony. I'm sorry.
One more question, Cody.
Marquette_G, he asks, do you honestly believe that Gary is a Bucks insider?
Gary Wolfel,
I'm assuming.
Okay.
Or do you believe that, quote, wild speculator based on personal vendettas, end quote, would be a better introduction?
No, he's an insider.
I think people have a problem with the word insider. I think they don't look at him as one for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He didn't go to the Bucks coach presser.
I saw a lot of people talking about that on Twitter. Do you really need to be at a press conference? I mean, other than being able to ask a question, what are you going to get from being at a press conference rather than watching it on TV or on the internet?
A hard hat selfie.
Okay.
I've been all up on the Bucks. I think Budenholzer should have been in a hard hat.
Yeah, no, I heard you complaining about that.
I think he was in danger.
What was the nickname you gave him?
The Foreman.
No, the other one. Like Bood the Builder.
Oh, Bud the Builder.
Was it Bud the Builder? Okay.
Yeah. I like the Foreman. I like calling him the Foreman.
Because he was the only one without a hard hat?
Yeah, he was introduced at a construction site, and everybody had to wear hard hats.
Okay. I don't think that's going to stick. But
I'll tell you one thing. We have Gary on every show every week. I'll tell you one thing for those of you that don't like Gary. The louder you are that you don't like Gary, the more you will hear Gary. Just so you know.
Yes.
That's what's happening. You have the power. If you don't like it, you have the power to stop it.
Agreed.
And that is the message.
And
that
no
I want
insider
to convey.
Is right 100% of the time.
Right. The power is within you.
More
Chuck and Winkler, Rami in for Frames. We're back with more coming up.
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman Day Off update. Despite the fact that Chuck is not working today, he wants to make sure that he stays sharp with his award-winning Sports Flash update. He wrote a script, he gathered audio, and he is now practicing in front of the mirror. And just when you think a man has perfected his craft and it couldn't get any better, I'm here to tell you that Chuck just delivered the best update of his career. Next week, the world will get to hear what I can only describe as audio bliss. This is Stephen Newsman, Channel 5. Oh!
I like Stephen Newsman.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He is good.
He works pretty hard at what he does.
I'm amazed sometimes by the work people put in to to contribute to a radio show that doesn't pay them to contribute to that radio show. I appreciate it, but I'm amazed sometimes.
What's that? I'm being told in my ear we have another Stephen Newsman update.
Uh-oh. Steve, what do you got?
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman Day Off update. Chuck was planning to sleep in today when he awoke suddenly with a premonition that Bart and Rami were going to ruin the show Chuck has spent nearly a decade perfecting. Chuck is now pacing around his condo, hanging on every word that Bart and Rami say, and needless to say, he does not seem pleased. More to come, Stephen Newsman, Channel 4.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Stephen Newsman.
Fide Report.
You can actually follow him on Twitter.
I think I did follow him.
At Stephen Newsman. I'm sorry, what's that? Another update from Stephen Newsman?
Stephen, what do you have?
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman Day Off update. Chuck is frantically churning through the yellow pages, desperate to find a Mexican restaurant open before 10 a.m. He thought about eating eggs and bacon, possibly even a waffle of pancakes, but breakfast hours be damned. Chuck wants nothing more than a tostada, an enchilada, and enough tacos to keep him full until at least noon. I'll keep you posted as his search continues. More to come. Stephen Newsman, Channel 4.
I suggest, thank you, Stephen. Fine reporting, sir. Pulitzer Prize award-winning stuff there. Might I recommend a compromise for Chuck Freeman and go with a breakfast taco or a breakfast burrito?
Oh, yeah, a little BB.
A little chorizo, a little eggs, some onions, peppers.
That would be good. Anyway, Rami here, the Bryant Stratton College
Athletic Studios. Well, I was really
hoping. Hold on. I'm being told I do.
Steven.
I'm being told I have another update from Stephen Newsman.
Steve, what's the latest?
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman Day Off update. Chuck was thinking about going to the bank to get some spending cash for the weekend when he realized, why go to the bank when he can take all of Bart's money by carting him into more bets? What Chuck has not revealed to Bart is that the man they call Freems went back to the future, stole a sports almanac, and brought it back to 2018. Chuck plans to take $25 per day from Bart until his bearded co-host is completely broke. More to come, Stephen Newsman, Channel 4!
Wow! Chuck is Biff. I knew it.
That's some good work right there by Mr. Newsman.
Stephen Newsman, again, you can follow
him
on Twitter.
Thank you.
At Stephen Newsman. We are going to have, we did Barnack the Magnificent earlier today. This is a bit that we are not stealing. We, as an homage,
yes,
took from Johnny Carson. And if you missed it, we're going to have that again around 9:50 or so. We hit a speed bump early, but I think we got it on track.
Early in the bit. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, I was as nervous as anything I've ever done on the radio.
I couldn't believe how nervous you were about that. I was trying to talk you down during the break.
I was so very, very nervous.
Now, as I do stand-up comedy, so to me, it's like, well, what's the worst that can happen? You bomb? You bomb and then you move on with life, and you're probably a little bit better for it.
Yeah, possibly. I just really wanted it. I mean, I've spent, ever since you told me you were hosting the show that I had no say in, I put together that bit. And if you missed it, 9:50.
You did a great job, man. You really did.
Today.
You did a great job.
We, as far as like what's going on in sports today, we haven't really talked about much.
Is there a lot going on?
Mercedes Lewis signed.
I like it.
With the Packers.
Big blocking tight end, another big target for the red zone if he's got any more catches left in him.
You think Dez would be a good fit? I want to see them sign Dez.
I think Dez could be a good fit if Dez was willing to come in and accept a role that he's not used to accepting. I get the
He'd
sense.
He'd be the third or fourth option.
Yeah, I get the sense that Dez Bryant needs to be the focal point of an offense, and even at this later stage in his career, he feels like he's good enough to be the focal point of the offense. And he wouldn't be up in Green Bay, and I don't know how well that would sit with him and how he would react and if that would cause problems. And you just had the Martellus Bennett situation. Do you really want to go through that again?
Yeah, I think that you do.
Different scenarios in terms of the distractions and the problems that they bring with them, but still, you just went through that.
I blame Martellus Bennett for Brett Hundley. Just like I blame Julius Peppers for Morgan Burnett going down.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Hundley was thrown into that Viking game when Rodgers got hurt, and he was as nervous as doing Hundley the Magnificent.
Yes.
So he gets into the game, and he throws a pass to Martellus Bennett, who just drops it. Now, had he completed that, they would have got a first down, given Hundley some confidence.
I remember that play you're talking about.
To then build on as they went forward, but that never happened. And then you
saw. So you think if he catches that one pass, there's an alternative timeline somewhere where Brett Hundley goes on to lead the Packers to a playoff berth and possibly carry them all the way to the Super Bowl?
Have you ever seen the movie Mr. Destiny?
With, yes. Love that movie.
Jim Belushi.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love that movie.
So
aren't a lot of Jim Belushi movies
and
that
Michael
I love.
Caine.
I love that movie.
Because if he would have hit the home run in high school, his life would have been completely different. But he didn't, so he's like working for a guy and it sucks. So he gets to relive his life if he would have hit the home run.
Yes.
And I don't want to spoil a 35-year-old movie, but you can probably get one at a family video near you.
Are there spoiler alerts for 30-year-old movies? And are there still family videos near you?
There's one in West Allis.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
I haven't been down to Kenosha in a while, but there was one down there when I lived there.
There's one in Fond du Lac, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I miss the old video stores.
No, I do, too.
Not everything is available streaming.
It was a good place to go rent, like, video games.
And it's also easy. I think it's easier to pick out and settle on a movie walking through a video store than it is...
Scrolling?
Swiping and scrolling on a screen for hours on end, trying to decide what you... and your significant other, or whoever you may be with at the time, actually wants to watch.
Yeah, we're advancing too far in technology, I would say.
I think technology is moving faster than we're ready for.
Yeah, and that being said, we're going to talk about that in baseball coming up next, Ramdog.
Yes, we are.
Technology may be moving too fast. One more five-minute debate with me and Rami coming up next.
Oh, what's this one?
Strikeouts being called
by robots. Oh, my God. How can you disagree with this?
We'll have that coming up. Next here on The Fan.
Speaking of technology moving forward, though, Bart, I've been made privy of something coming to the Million Dollar Midway at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's, that is going to change the game of games. If that makes any sense. That's all I can tell you for right now.
Don't talk any further.
But something big is coming to my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, where you can watch...
I got a power card in my wallet.
Look at you. Always ready to go.
You rechargeable.
Can watch. There's baseball to watch tonight. There's playoff basketball to watch tonight. There's one more race left in horse racing's biggest three races, and you're not going to miss a second of any of that action. If you head over to Dave & Buster's with flat screens as far as the eye can see, and in that D&B Sports Lounge, 3 161-inch screens, 8 75-inch screens, no better place to catch all the action and sample some of their new tasty menu items while you're at it, like when pigs fly. Barbecue pork sliders with gold fingers, those are their chicken fingers. Then you got their traditional cheese curds, they call them cheese bits, and much, much more. And like I said, the Million Dollar Midway is about to get a lot greater. It's already pretty damn great with games like Typhoon, Zombie Snatchers, Tomb Raider, Rampage. Right now, you can get one free play on either Tomb Raider, Typhoon, Zombie Snatchers, or Treasure Quest with the same day purchase of a $10 or more power card, like my buddy Bart Winkler always keeps in his wallet. And don't forget, Dave & Buster's I have like six of them. Is the perfect place to have your next company event, after prom party, or graduation
the
party this
you
spring.
You only need one, dude.
It's also a great place for summertime birthday parties. My mic is falling away from my face. Eat, drink,
stage
play.
Direction.
And watch sports at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue.
Hi, this is Bach in Tulsa. I wrote a poem about my experience at the Brewers game last night. Bark at the park was a fun plan, but now I think it should have a permanent ban. Yeah, those dogs are all really cute, and watching them play sure is a hoot. But in 3 hours, you know they're gonna poop. Sometimes it's runny and looks like spoiled soup. It was a long night as the Brewers couldn't get a hit. And making matters worse, my shoes are now covered in dog sh**.
Hey, Buck! Whoa! Rami, let me introduce you to Buck in Tulsa.
Hey, Buck.
He sends us poems. I don't know why, but he does.
Sure.
So,
ain't mad at that.
Thank you.
I've never experienced a bark at the park.
Oh, yeah.
You were there last night,
right? Yeah, I went last
right?
night. Yeah, they cornered off into one section.
I was wondering, there's got to be a lot of poo and pee going on, right?
I ran into a guy named Dave, and he said that he was sitting in Bark in the Park. He was looking forward to the show today.
Uh-huh.
And he said that there's like a little grassy knoll where they pee and poop. So if they have to pee and poop, you take them over there.
Do they know that?
I don't know.
All right.
The best part of the whole game
My dog, if we're outside of the house... He's just going to go. If he's got to go, he's just going to go.
Yeah, and I guess you're outside at Miller Park.
Right.
Best part of the whole game last night, because the Brewers lost and did really nothing, was when they did Dogs as Simba. So they'd go,
and people would hold up their dogs. Cool.
They show the clip. They put, you know, dogs in the air. Then this one guy's doing it with his baby. So the guy's got the baby in both hands. If anyone was at the game last night,
right?
I'm sure you had the same reaction I did.
Yeah.
He sees himself on the Jumbotron.
Uh-huh.
He goes to tap his wife on the shoulder.
While he's holding the baby up
so
in the air?
So he's one-handing his
baby.
Oh, my
God.
Who can't be more than 9 months.
Oh, my God.
The whole crowd sees the baby. They're like, ha! And then they go,
what? Oh, wow. Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, how do you even one hand a baby? Did he have like a hand
he
under
had
the
torso,
butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had the torso.
All right.
He was holding the baby like a burrito. It's insane. The baby's okay.
Good.
But yeah, bark in the park. You should go to that. You have a dog.
I would like to.
Yeah.
My dog sometimes ain't great around other dogs. He loves people. He sometimes is not great around other dogs. And it's completely random. You don't know when he's going to like a dog, when he's not going to like a dog. We'll just be walking past a dog on the street and barking ensues for no real apparent good reason. Sometimes it's his fault. Sometimes it's not. But it's a touch and go thing with my dog and other dogs.
No, it was fun last night. I had a good.
I'm glad.
Uh-oh. One more 5-minute debate here between Bart and Rami as we try to figure out things we disagree on. Because there's not a lot. But
this
one
I don't get at all.
Yeah, no, I know.
This one I don't understand at all.
This might seem like not Bart-like.
And yeah, I was going to say, this is very surprising and disappointing for you in particular, Bart.
But earlier this week, with Angel Hernandez being so terrible, we were discussing, would it be better if umpires were not in control of balls and strikes, if technology could dictate that? And I'm not ready for it.
Why?
It's just another thing that they are taking away from baseball to make it not baseball. Balls and strikes is a huge part of the game. I think there should be a human element to that. I'm big on not blaming officials because officials provide a human element just like the players. Players may make a mistake. Well, same with officiating. I think if you're going to win a game, you not only have to be better than the elements, than the other team, but also than the officiating. I just the more we strip away decisions from people and give them to technology.
Are you afraid of AI takeover?
I am afraid of AI takeover.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Uh huh.
If you must know.
Uh huh. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Well.
This is the start.
Of Terminator. I think if we could just stop technology where we are,
mm-hmm.
that would be fine.
No. Technology is always making our lives better, constantly and permanently making our lives better, and it will continue to. And
don't you long for the 80s?
Some things about it, but not a lot.
Don't you long for no cell phones?
The fashion and the music was terrible.
Don't you long for no cell phones?
Sometimes, but then I love my cell phone, too.
Don't you long for the slower pace of life?
Little bit, but not really. But none of this has anything to do with strikeout or strike zones and umpires.
It has everything to do with that,
no,
man.
It doesn't. I want the judgment of human beings as far as refereeing and umpiring removed from the game as much as possible. The whole thing is to get it right. Isn't that the most important thing?
No.
Oh, my God.
It is not.
How is that not the most important thing? You're the reason. You're the reason that guys like Joe West and Angel Hernandez think they're a big deal and think they're a part of the show when they should not be.
The players aren't perfect, so why should the refereeing be perfect?
Because I'm coming to watch the players.
Now,
I'm not coming
Angel
to watch
Hernandez,
the referees and umpires.
When he ump shows like he did, that is a tremendous problem. He should not be officiating. That's a problem. He went ump show. He tried to make himself the game. But if he just makes a mistake,
why don't we just eliminate all that and make sure
that
we
get even going to work?
Because we have the technology. It's been in tennis for years. They use it in soccer now to decide when a ball is in and out. You should know that. We have the technology. It's very sound. It's very reliable. But it's been around for a while before the U.S. lost their bid to get to the World Cup. It's been around for a while, this technology, and it's pretty well perfected. They even have a 3D electronic strike zone on ESPN. I don't know if you've seen that. It actually shows the course of the ball and whether or not it crosses through the strike zone. We have that. It exists. We could get every strike and every ball right instead of having every umpire have their own strike zone and play a major part in who wins and loses baseball games. They're not supposed to be part of the game. They're simply there to get the call right or wrong. That's their job, and they're not as good at it as they should be. Why not get it right 100% of the time? The human element that I give a crap about is when a player tries to pull a ball out of his glove and whoops, it slipped out of my fingers. That's the human element of the game that I think you should keep in it, and I don't know that there's any way that you could eliminate it. I come to watch the athletes, not the referees and umpires. They're just there to make calls. If you can get those calls right 100% of the time, let's do it, and we have the technology to do it.
The bell rang for a technical knockout. Okay. I have been defeated.
Okay, good.
You have beaten
Thank
me.
Thank you.
You just beaten
kept on,
me.
I just kept on pounding.
I don't necessarily agree with it,
but
mean,
you can't argue
if you
with the logic.
Score the debate.
Right.
Rami gave you sound reason. I gave you, no, I don't want
it. I don't like it. I want the human element.
You know what I do like is Perkins.
Ooh.
Love some Perkins.
I love me
this
some Perkins
weekend,
too.
Some real good reasons to get out there. The strawberry menu that we've been talking about, the strawberry milkshake, is a reason alone to get there. Strawberry croissant French toast, the Belgian waffles. Strawberry season is here. And you can definitely experience that at Perkins. Now, today they do have a Friday fish fry after 11. So they have their spin on it all day Friday. And then tomorrow is another day where kids eat free. Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock, kids eat free when you get a meal. So you and your wife go, the two kids, they get free meals. Kids eat free. Get out. Enjoy the weekend. Get into some AC because it's going to be hot this weekend. And get some cool treats over at Perkins. Barnack the Magnificent. I said it was going to be the worst or best segment that I've ever been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little of both.
It was.
Yeah.
Bit of a rough start.
Mm-hmm. So if you can, we'll have that for you if you missed it. If you can sit through the first,
I think the two, the
28
first,
seconds.
Maybe first joke or
yeah,
first two jokes?
The first joke was, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just cut it out.
And it wasn't even the jokes. The jokes weren't the problem.
The jokes were strong.
The jokes were fine.
The execution, rocky, and then really took off. So that coming up, Barnack the Magnificent next.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a night! It is time once again for a visit from the stranger from the east. Yes, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-telling famous seer, sage, soothsayer, Barnack the Magnificent. Welcome, 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 great sage.
May a thousand blessings fall over your body. Thank you, thank you.
I hold in my hand the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes have been hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar on a Funk and Wagnalls porch since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes but you, in your mystical and borderline divine way, will ascertain the answers, having never before heard the questions.
May all your podcasts be full of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Huzzah. Huzzah.
Yes!
All right. Could I have the envelope, please?
Yes! Here is the first envelope, Barnack the Magnificent.
I shall put the envelope to my head. Chewy Attell Ejiofor.
Chewy Attell Ejiofor.
Mike Krzyzewski. Jeff Schmarja. Name three people whose names are easier to pronounce for our on-air staff than Brian Gutekunst.
Hey-o!
Could I have another envelope, please?
Yes, yes, great sage. Here is the second envelope.
Do we need the music for this?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's better with the music. I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were trying to debate that between the break.
I'm already having a lot of fun with this, though. I don't
because
know.
It is a visual bit that we're trying on the air.
I don't care. It's fun.
I knew this would happen.
I'm having fun. What did I tell you before? If we have fun, it's a good show, and I'm having fun. There you go.
Okay, this helps.
Mm-hmm.
This helps.
Yeah, that's not racist at all, because I'm here.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God you're whatever you are. All right, another envelope, please.
Yes, great sage. Here's the second envelope.
Brent Suter.
Brent Suter.
What did Mr. Musburger do to the woman that ran into his vehicle?
Hey-o!
Brent Suter.
You sat down and wrote these jokes, huh?
I spent 2 weeks on these jokes.
Okay.
Another envelope.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, great sage. Here is the third envelope. Bardak the Magnificent.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace.
And Jason.
And Jason. What, pray tell, does the envelope say, great sage?
Name two awful kids.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
All right, okay, now I think we're moving here. I think we're rolling along here.
You starting to feel this?
Give me another
one. Okay, you were nervous about this. Yeah. Yes, great sage.
All right.
Here's the next envelope.
Manual roll-up windows.
Manual roll-up windows.
A cassette player.
A cassette player.
Bob and Brian.
Bob and Brian.
Name three things that were in cars in the 90s that shouldn't be in cars today. We could be peaking right here. FYI. We could be peaking.
That's quite all right.
We could be peaking. Budweiser.
Budweiser. Did we move on to the next envelope already?
Yes.
You didn't ask me for the envelope.
Could I have it then?
Yes.
Yes, says
great
Budweiser.
Barnack.
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Why the Bucks are already better off now than they were with Jason Kidd.
Hey-o!
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Yes, great sage.
Another envelope,
Would you like the next envelope, Barnack?
Please.
Here you go, sir.
Again, not racist.
Not racist Ronnie at
is...
all.
What are you?
I am an Arab. I'm a Palestinian man, to be exact. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
May all your... feuds be solved with friendly conversation.
Hey-o!
Did you give me the envelope?
I did give you the envelope.
Okay.
Great Barnack.
Pizza.
Pizza.
And Miller Park.
And Miller Park.
Name two things that are worse when Chicago gets its hands on them.
You're wrong, but that's funny. I mean, you're wrong, but that's funny, great sage.
I feel like the jokes are like a 9 out of 10, but the execution's like a 6 out of 10. But the jokes just have to be that much stronger. Another envelope, please.
Here you go, great Barnack.
Barnack the Magnificent.
Yes, great sage.
Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
And Fan National Baseball Insider Seth Everett.
And Fan National Baseball Insider... Seth Everett.
Name three people who can't stop talking about Prince.
Yes, very well said. Very well said. Mindful one.
Flea market.
Flea markets. Did I hand you an envelope? I don't think I handed you an envelope.
The budget's low.
Okay. Yes, it
now
is.
Now I'm just spitballing.
Yes, sir.
Flea market.
Flea markets.
What do upperclassmen like Hanif Cheatham keep doing under Coach Wojo?
Flea markets.
Markets.
Yes. Yes, great sage.
I think I have...
enlightened one. Please, give us one more.
I'll
at least.
I'll take another.
Here you go, great one.
Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field.
And church.
And church. Lambeau Field. And church.
Name two places you should be able to kneel for what you believe in
Hey-o!
On Sundays.
Yes! Yes, you are correct, sir. I hold in my hand, great Barnack, the enlightened one, the great sage, The final envelope.
The final envelope.
The final envelope.
This
for
is coming.
You.
This is coming to an end. You're Bardak, telling me.
The Magnificent. Yes. Yes.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews.
Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun.
And the Wendy's Big Show.
And the Wendy's Big Show.
Name three things that are past their prime and overpaid.
I disagree with that notion.
What do you mean? You're my sidekick.
But very funny.
You have to...
Oh, great thing.
There you go. Barnack the Magnificent.
I think it was even better the second time.
Like, a lot of people tweeting in that they don't like it.
Well, you...
What kind of person... I've what kind of person are you?
I've noticed
you
either love it or you hate it. Kind of like our personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no in between.
No.
No.
No, no, no. We're a mixed bag here.
Yes.
Rami, thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
I want to thank my friend Lisa. We talked with her. I want to thank Jeff Orlowski. I want to thank producer Dave. I want to thank Cody. I do not want to thank Wicked. I don't know what the point of that was when he called. No, thank you. No, thank you to
no,
him.
No, thank you, Wicket.
None whatsoever.
We love you, but not sure what that was about.
We're going to put online, too. There's more Bart and Rami.
More than this? The 4 hours?
Yeah, Rami joined me on a Wings Things podcast. We talked about comedy influences. We'll have that up by 10:30 here this morning. So check that out at 105.7 FM, The Fan on Twitter. Rom Dog, have a good weekend.
Same to you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Bill Michaels up next. We're back Monday with our best work, and then Tuesday at 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.